My cotton Yerushalmi corresponding to my cotton Bavli, Daf Chavches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Med Beis at the Mishnah. Ein manichin es amita v'rochoyiv shloi lahaugel es ha-hesped. One may not leave a body in the town square in order not to accustom the people to eulogize. V'loi shal noshim ma'olam b'vnei ha-kovoid, noshim ma'moyed ma'anois av'loi mitapchois. One may never leave the body of a woman in the town square out of respect for women. On Chol HaMoed they do inui, but they don't clap. Rabbi Shmuel Omer hasmuchis lamita metapchis. Rabbi Shmuel says the women who are close to the body may clap. The Gemara says Hakol hameisim kulon hu deiche b'mita ve'inem ab v'asakov. One must rush to bury all bodies and not spend a long time eulogizing. Al aviv al imoy marbi v'asakov ve'inem deiche b'mita. For one's father or mother, one spends a long time eulogizing and one does not rush the body out for burial. Im haya shas deichek. In a pressured time, such as on a Friday or in the rainy season, even for one's father or mother, one spends a long time eulogizing, but one also rushes out the body, as whoever spends a long time eulogizing his father or mother is praiseworthy. For all other relatives except for one's father or mother, one does not tear until the edge of the garment. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol kera she'eino mavdil kana safa harize kera shel tiflis. Rabbi Yehuda says, any tear that does not reach the edge of the garment is worthless. Rabbi Yochanan Palik in Rabbi Yehuda b'tartoi. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in two ways. Rabbi Yochanan shamad Rabbi Chanina tashish salik boi magrosa boi istura shamad damich. Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Chanina was sick. He went to visit him, and while on the way, he heard that Rabbi Chanina died. Nachas min chamei v'apik mana tavai v'shubsa v'zayin. Rabbi Yochanan got down from his donkey, took out his Shabbos clothing, and tore it. Ki hayde tanina tamon, koyen golo poirim menematon v'hedjit menematon. It's like the Mishnah in Maseches Hoyoyos that teaches, a koyen golo tears below, but a regular koyen tears above like other mourners. Rabbi Lozer, b'shem kahana, lemalon, lemalon, mekalon safa, lematon, lematon, mekalon safa. Rabbi Lozer, quoting kahana, said, above means above the hem and including it, below means below the hem, not including it. Rabbi Yochanan omar, lemata, mamash. Ra'asya d'bleze, b'shem kahana, k'rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said that below means at the bottom of the garment, not below the hem. And Rabbi Lozer, in the name of kahana, is following Rabbi Yehuda. In k'rabbi Yehuda, le'yefem kolika. If he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, he would not be permitted to tear at all, as without the hem, it's worthless. My kadoin, chomer b'kohen gadol she'eino mavdil kana safa. Rather, it's a stringency that applies to the kohen gadol that he doesn't tear through the hem. Al kol ha'meisim hu shoylel la'acha shiva u'ma'acher la'acha shloishim al aviv al imoy eino ma'acher olamis. For all other relatives, one may sew up the tear with a wide seam after 7 days, and with a proper seam, which is ichui, after 30 days. For father and mother, one may never sew a proper seam. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nosson, ha'ishu sholeles miyad u'ma'acher la'achas loishim al aviv al ima eina ma'acher olamis. We have a bright of the quote Rabbi Nosson, a woman may sew a wide seam immediately and sew a proper seam after 30 days. For her father or mother, she may never sew a proper seam. Ezu ichui ka'arig. What ichui is as if it was woven. Asulam ba'kapash ein ma'akvim is permitted to sew up like a ladder or by folding over and sewing. Hakolam mitzim ein kaireya ela ha'elyon b'olvad al aviv al imoy afilu asor zel gavizeh. For all other relatives, one only tears one's upper garment. For one's father or mother, one must tear even 10 layers down. Ein afik kosim ma'akevis ha'isha ein karas ela ha'elyon b'olvad. The apikarsim need not be torn, and a woman, for reasons of modesty, only tears her upper garment. Some explain that this apikarsim is an undergarment, and some explain it's a garment used to cover the head. Tani Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ha'isha kairas es ha'pnimi, v'yivachto la'achayreya, v'chayderes kairas es ha'shar. The Braisa says from Rav Shimon ben Elazar that upon the death of a parent, a woman tears her lower garment and turns it around to the back of her, therefore when she tears the upper garments, her skin will not become visible. Al kol ha'meisim hu also the giutz ad shloishim al aviv al imoy ad shnei masar chodesh. After the death of one's other close relatives, a person may not press his clothing, which is giutz, for 30 days for a parent, he may not press his clothing for 12 months. Ezu Girds, Kisem Mugodsim Chadoshim Veklepishtam Mugodsim Levonim. The Gemara asks, what is Girds? New woolen, even colored press garments. For linen garments, it's only prohibited when they are white. Akol Amisim Hu Osur Betiglachas Ashleshim Al Avivalimai Achi Yishlach Pera Achi Go Boy Chavirov. For all other close relatives, he may not take a haircut for 30 days. For a parent, he may not take a haircut until his hair becomes so overgrown that his friends chide him because of his appearance. Rabbi Shmuel bar Avudami demakas imei koimi muada tamanya yomin asa shalda of mana amalei kadosh shu toli b'shiva ushlishim haregel masik v'mhacha achi yishlach pera oichigo b'chaveirov. Rabbi Shmuel bar Avudami lost his mother 8 days before the festival. He came and asked Rabbanah what to do. Rabbanah told him that anything that's dependent on 7 and 30 days is stopped by the festival. However, here he may not take a haircut until his hair becomes so overgrown that his friends chide him. Akol Amisim Enu Magalei Eslivoi El Al Aviv Val Imoi Divi Rameir. Rameir says, except for a parent, a person does not reveal his heart when tearing. Rabbi Shmuel b'Shem Avudimi Bar Tanchum Mipnei Shel Batelef Menu Mitzvah Kibud. Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Avudimi Bar Tanchum for this because one is no longer able to fulfill the mitzvah of honoring one's parent. Akol Amisim Asur Leilech B'Shchira Ad Shleishim Yoim Al Aviv Al Imoi Ad Shigar B'Chaviru V'Yoim Ulai Tseim Onim. For all close relatives, it's prohibited to travel on business during the first 30 days. For a parent, it's until his friends chide him and tell him to join them. Akol Amisim Hu Asur Leilich B'Suuda Ad Shleishim Yoim Al Aviv Al Imoi Ad Shleimasa Chodesh Im Haisa Chaburas Mitzah Oy Kedesh HaChodesh Mutter. For all close relatives, he may not attend a banquet for the first 30 days. For a parent, he may not attend for 12 months. If it's a gathering for a mitzvah or for declaring a new month, it's permitted. If he changes his clothing during the 7 days of mourning, he must tear the replacement clothing. Rabbi Rabba and Rabbi Chama, the father of Hoshe, said that for the entire 7 days, I may not close up the tear with a proper seam. Ba'akapar amar ein lecha asa b'ichui ela yoyim harishin bolvad. Ba'akapar said the prohibition of ichui, which is properly sewing it, only applies to the first day. Amar v'chuna pluga acheres b'nei hoin, manda amar kol hoin asurim b'ichui oise sha yomim k'yem harishin avil yeshulav kama begodim chayav l'kois eskulon. V'chuna said that there's another dispute between them. One says that ichui is prohibited. He considers the other days like the first day. Also, even if he's wearing a number of garments, he must tear them all. Manda me'enacha asa b'ichui ela yom rishon bovad, oise sha yomim toisefes, afilu yeshalav kama begadim, eina kayreya ela aliyom bovad. The other opinion says that only the first day is prohibited in ichui. He considers the other days the mere addition. Also, even if he's wearing a number of garments, he must only tear the top garment.